We're back with Pat Collins here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Dave Lewis also joining me here today. And Pat is retiring after, 1977, so that's 44 years ago here on the job as the Emergency Management Director, but also the Fire Chief. And we'll talk a little bit about that role and that aspect of the job and some changes that have happened over these past several years.
Well, you know, I took over from Del Petty. When they first hired me as emergency management coordinator, I was the assistant fire chief under Del. And then in 95, they made me the fire chief when he retired. But when I first started, you know, we had 16 fire stations out there. They were old block buildings that were built in the 60s and 70s. We always used old forestry equipment that had been given to us from the state surplus. And so we had a lot of people, had over 400 people on a list, but needless to say, there was people that had been put on that list in 66 that had died since then that were still on our list. So we made a lot of changes. We started making training requirements and things like that. And our goal back then, because in 92, we had a big group of public came in and said, we want better fire protection. We were a class 10 for ISO, which basically meant we didn't have any real fire protection. We were just an organized group. And so by 93, we had actually changed that to a class 9 rating, which saved most of the homeowners. If you lived within 5 miles of a fire station, then your insurance dropped by about 28%. So that was a big change, but we also increased the budget. And what was funny is the cost, what people were paying, was about $55 a year for $100,000 house for insurance, and we actually saved them about $100 per house for the average $200,000 house by doing this. Since then, with the responders that we have and the amount of training that they do, the kind of equipment we have, you know, just last year we got a change to an ISO 5, which is additional savings for a lot of the people out there if you're within 5 miles of a fire station. So you know, I've worked with a tremendous amount of great people that volunteer their time. They give day and night. They get up at the, you know, they get up from the Christmas table. They get up from a birthday party and leave and go fight fire for 8 or 10 hours, you know, with no pay at all. And last year we were able to start a small stipend. It's not pay, but it's reimbursement for the stuff that they spend, the gas they spend, and you know, the clothing that they damage, that kind of stuff. So, you know, each one of them gets this $15 now per call, and the fire officers get $20 per call, and the EMTs get $25 per call, or paramedic. So I think it's come a long way, and I think the people in the county that live within 5 miles of the station have seen a big benefit from the things that we've done over the last 25, 30 years.
Yeah. Well, anytime you see a volunteer firefighter, you got to thank them because, as you said, they do this not for the money. They do this because they want to help out their neighbors. And it's one of the neatest volunteer aspects that we see in our communities.
And we're a little different than a lot of the places. A lot of places have just like a township fire department or something like that, where we're the county district. You know, we have the city of Riley has its own fire department. The city of Manhattan has its department, but We cover pretty much everything else. And with, you know, well, now we're down to 15 stations because we've collaborated a couple of those or consolidated those. But, you know, we have 155, 160 people out there with 46 fire trucks and 15 stations. So we're probably the biggest volunteer fire department in the state. Now there's some combination volunteer and paid departments like Sedgwick County that are bigger.
You know, we talk a lot about flooding around here, obviously, because it floods a lot here in this part of the state. But what about fires in the past several years? Have you, what are some ones that stand out here that, to you?
Well, you know, we've had some fires that in 91, when I first started, we had a fire that started on Interstate and burned up, and we had to evacuate that Garrett Edition, and it actually crossed 77 Highway and got on the east side of 77. So, you know, we had 30 or 40 trucks out there fighting fire. That's probably the first one that I had. You know, we've had multiple ones after that, we had some real bad fatality fires. I mean, those are the ones that kind of stick with you over the years. You know, you especially, you know, we had one in Ogden a couple of years ago where I had three people that were actually longtime friends that died in that fire. So that, you know, those you never forget. But, you know, in my kind of position and as a volunteer firefighter over the years, my people have to look at it as, hey, we're there, we're doing the best we can with what we've been given. So, you know, if you don't get called in time, or people don't have smoke detectors in their houses, or, you know, they block doors or lock doors and things like that are somewhat detrimental, that you got to put that in its perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and to my knowledge, we haven't had any in the last couple of years anyway, any massive wildfires around this part of the state, although I know it's possible, and it has happened a lot in western Kansas the last few years. And have you ever sent any folks out to battle some of those types of fires?
Right. So we were part of the team that I sat on the wildfire working group for years. I was a chair. And we developed strike teams and task forces to go to those wildfires. And we have one here that's a collaboration between the city of Manhattan, Riley County, Pott County, and Gary County in Junction City now. And so we put a team together when they give us a call. And we just went to Shawnee County here a couple months ago. We sent a wildfire strike team down, or wildfire task force down to it, and then just a few days before that, we were down in Harvey County fighting that fire there. So we do send people down, and the people we send don't get paid. They go down and fight fire and do a great job for us, and are willing to go around to different parts of the state and help those people, because we know if we called, they would come help us.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the same for any disaster, I imagine, here, because we see it all the time. Whenever a tornado hits a small community, people step up and they go to the other communities and they help them out.
Well, and you know, it happens pretty much every day around here. We have a really good working relationship with Chief French and Ryan Alms and Sam Dameron and those guys up at the Manhattan Fire Department. And so we have an auto aid area set up around Manhattan where their station is actually closer than our station. They have a staff station, and if they're available, they send people right off the bat to our fires. And a lot of times they'll have the fire knocked down or stabilized before we get there, because they do have people sitting in the station.
Yeah. Again, we're speaking with Pat Collins, Emergency Management Director here in Riley County. And he's getting set to retire. If anyone has any questions, I'm surprised we haven't got any phone calls yet. 785-537-1350 is the phone number to call, and you can wish Pat well. You got a new emergency management director taking over for you here in a couple weeks. He's already on the job. He's been on the job since October, but talk about him.
The guy's name is Russell Stuckey, and he's from Coffee County. He was emergency manager down there. He was a it was with the fire department down there. He actually started his career down at that Emporia Fire Department. So he's got fire background. He's got emergency management background. He's got radio, a little bit of radio background, and he's already on the job. He's making a lot of decisions around here right now. And we're getting ready to announce hiring a fire chief to replace my replace me. So I don't want to say anything until the green sheet signed. So I don't know if it got done this morning. So but that's going to happen pretty quick. And one of the things that's helped me out, I know over the years, I know this last year, you know, I spent at least 3 months being the fire chief and the assistant fire chief and the emergency management director. So we're going to, the commission have agreed to go ahead and bring on a fire chief and an emergency management director to be over top of the emergency management coordinator and the fire chief, and gives us one more person to be able to respond to calls on a regular basis.
Gotcha. Well, and because of your wealth of knowledge with the area in specifics, how important is it for you to have a smooth transition to these new employees here?
Well, I'd like to spend about 3 or 4 years with that person to get to share a lot of my knowledge, but they'll learn the stuff. I mean, the big key is to communicate with not only the team we have out there, whether it's volunteer firemen or volunteer swarm spotters or CERT people or whatever. You got to communicate with them, but you got to get out in the public. You've got to be seen, and you got to hear what the people are saying out there, and then you've got a basis then when you go to the county commission and talk to them about your goals. They're going to come up with the goals. They're going to give you direction, but if you're doing it right, you've already gone in and said, "Hey, this is what I'm hearing from the public that I need to do." We are public servants. We do work for the public, but we get paid by the county commission through the public. So we have several bosses, and sometimes it feels like we have 3 or 4 or 5, and sometimes it feels like we have 74,000.
Yep, I can see that. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Final segment with Pat Collins after this on News Radio KMAN.